All right, so the latest on the government shutdown and what happened in Washington yesterday, as if it wasn't confusing enough, the Democrats say the president slammed his hand on the table and said, that's it, we're done. The Republicans are saying, I heard no shouting, I saw no hand slamming. So our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll, and I thought it'd be interesting to make this about you as well as the people that are affected by the government shutdown, not about you, but about all of us. And the question is, if you miss the next paycheck that you're supposed to get, are you going to be okay or are you up the creek? And I don't think that's exactly the wording that we have, but I think you know what we're talking about. And you can go to WWL.com, answer that question, or you can call us at 260-1870 because I wouldn't be in such good shape. Lara Brown, our friend, joins us right now, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Good morning, Lara.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually doing well. Been up for a few hours already.
Really?
Just like you.
Yeah. Well, I have to. I guess you have to as well. So
yeah.
Here we go. I don't even know where to start with this. Yesterday they meet. They say the meeting lasts for 15 minutes. Democrats say the president slammed his hand on the table and said, that's it. We're done. We have nothing to talk about here. And I'm paraphrasing and actually recreating a dramatic recreation. We're done. We have nothing to talk about until you're ready to talk about wall. And the Democrats said that's what happened. The Republicans come out and say, I saw no hand slamming. I heard no shouting. What does this say about the whole process?
Well, I think right now the process is just at an impasse. Both parties are standing by what they believe their partisans want, and neither are willing to move. I think the Republicans are in sort of worse shape than the Democrats are for a couple reasons. One, the 2018 election gave some confidence to the Democrats, and they feel, no, look, you know, America is with us. They supported us just this November. It's time for the president and the Senate to listen to what we have to say. It's also the case that the president was actually okay with these bills in the early part of December, so much so that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell passed very similar bills right before the holiday break. And then, of course, the House wouldn't take it up, and the president changed his mind and said he wouldn't sign them. So the Republicans are frustrated because they feel that they have been subject to the flip-flops and the whims of the president.
And on the other hand, would it be accurate to say that the Democrats now, in a way, sense blood in the water? They won the House. I guess on both sides, Lara, is what I'm asking. Is this become way beyond the wall in terms of motivation is on either side?
Well, certainly the symbol of the wall is not something that either side feels they can compromise on. So it is the case, right, that the bills that came up and were discussed and were the original compromises in the early part of December had $1.3 billion for additional border security. But part of what has got the Congress so stuck and frustrated isn't just the partisanship. It's also that the White House and the administration really haven't submitted a detailed proposal and are just asking for a $5.7 billion essentially blank check. And Congress is never going to appropriate any money to any agency, and certainly not to the president, with just a, hey, we'll trust you that you'll spend it well.
You know, there are no easy solutions to complicated problems. And have the Democrats seized upon this as, all right, this is a way to oppose the president's policy strictly by making it about the wall, and have the Republicans seize on the opportunity of the president, at least, to simplify all of this down to either you get the wall or you don't? And I guess what I'm trying to say is that the immigration laws in this country have been a mess for a long time, and that's not going to be just a solution.
That's right.
Solution.
I mean, We've been debating immigration reform since about 2005. In fact, President George W. Bush and John McCain moved forward ideas that were not okay with the more conservative side of the Republican Party, and the ideas foundered then. It's also the case that, yes, because the president just sort of prior to the holiday break said that without border wall funding, he would shut down the government. He owns this situation, and that is precisely why we're kind of in this stalemated politics. I do think we're eventually, and I don't know how long it could take because it could take a while, working toward a veto override situation.
And politically, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I could see where the longer this goes on, then they are forced to reach a compromise. Well, you can answer now if you want. The longer this goes on, then they are forced to make a compromise. Or I could see it as the longer this goes on, the more each side gets entrenched in their positions. How do you see this playing out?
Well, and this is where I think what ends up happening is Democratic solidarity will continue to fray the Republican Party unity. And right now, you've already seen 8 Republicans in the House side with the Democrats on the bills to reopen the Treasury that they passed yesterday. It's also the case that there are 4 to 5 senators who are starting to push for who are Republicans and wanting to pass the bills that they passed essentially before the holiday break. So what we are seeing is that the Republicans in Congress want out of this situation. The president is willing to take it all the way to the campaign, and the Democrats are certainly, I think, given their unity around the issue and their fresh sort of election win, are also willing to take it as long as need be.
It's a mess. Thank you, Lara. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Lara Brown, who is the director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University.